10 milligrams per 10.
Yeah, you can't do that much.
So.
Live.
We're ready.
Ready? Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live, right here, from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the ladies' man right here. He's catching some Z's after a long night at the party at the Masters House. What was it? Saturday night, Bub?
Saturday night.
How was that party, man?
It was good, man. It was, Christmas party had to go in full effect, of course. That was really fun, you know, because there wasn't much going on in terms of people in our crew doing Christmas parties, so somebody had to step up and take it, so that would be me.
Boy, man, your whole neighborhood is full of all kinds of very festive Christmas decorations and all of that good stuff over there, Bub. We saw them last night.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please visit us for all of our online apparel and 19,000 parts, Bub. Nitto Tire, American Racing, Watson Racing, Bubba. I mean, just so much going on, man.
Dude, yeah, the website, if you guys have not seen it, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, that thing is literally getting updated daily with some of the sickest new products available to the industry in terms of the car world, truck world, bike world, wheels, tires, suspension, exhaust systems, roll cages, upholstery, custom powder coating, even in-stock items that we need to do in custom colors, maybe a color match for your car, can get done right through that site.
Beautifully done. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. All the great boutique outlaw fashions and apparels are happening up there, Bub. 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Looks really, really good out there, Bub. They're doing, Robin and Layla are killing it out there.
Yeah.
Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event in Palm Beach International Raceway, home of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Bub. Killer show on Saturday. It was over there, Bub.
I was just trying to figure out who's, did you hear somebody's phone just sitting here playing?
Yep. Killer show in here, on Saturday, Bub. The number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast doing it Bubba style. We were joined by the boys from the former 405 Street Outlaws crew. Just had a great conversation with them, talking to them, and Paul Senior from Orange County Choppers.
That's right. We had a lot of fun with it, man. It was, really good, man. That was an hour-long show we did Saturday, so we had a lot of fun doing that. A lot of great call-ins, man. A lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff with Paul Senior. One of his rides actually just showed up here this weekend, so we're, getting ready to go full effect on that thing.
Yeah.
Just keep cranking out here at the facility.
Lot of fun, isn't it, Bub?
Yep.
Great people. The Tuttles are great people. 405 boys are great people. Everybody's great people, Bub. Just got some very interesting and exciting new paperwork from our entertainment attorney this morning.
That's right. It just came through, as a matter of fact.
Just came through it. Very exciting stuff. So we'll be making some announcements very soon, won't we, Bub? That's gonna be pretty good. Bub, let's talk a little bit about this 79 Trans Am. This is an original owner car. This car was purchased by a gentleman that bought it brand-new in Coral Springs, Florida. It sat in its garage. He didn't even take it out, Bub, of the garage on a cloudy day.
Yeah, this is a pretty solid ride here, man. It's, not only from a factory build standpoint, every nut, every bolt restoration has been done on this thing. It turned out amazing, absolutely beautiful. But there, of course, is always those small things that you just have to do your final quality controls whenever you do any sort of big build. This one, not done at our facility, but very, very fresh. It just came into us from a lot of little minor problems here and there that, you know, were going on with the car, right? So we're going through it. This client actually had one complaint about howling on his rear brakes. So a lot of people think about that, like, okay, maybe there's like oil on the brake pads, maybe there's something going on with it. But everything felt beautiful. The brakes responded great. There was no air in the lines. I mean, everything was just perfect. You didn't have to pump the pedal up at all. The pedal wasn't falling off, so it wasn't like a hydraulic pressure-related issue that was going on here. Had to be something else. Well, on this series, this is a second-generation Camaro, Firebird, Trans Am, any of those, whenever you did these disc brake conversions on here, GM used a different style rear caliper. This was a single disc, or it's, I'm sorry, a single piston caliper on this disc brake setup. And on the inside of it, that was something that was super tricky to deal with, right? So these things weren't just your traditional, what most people think in terms of disc brake calipers, where you use like a caliper compressor. You can use either, you know, one that spins in, you can use a hand pump style one that compresses a piston in. Some people do a big pair of channel locks just to close those in. An example of changing brake pads, something like that. But this is not that style. So this style operates totally different, where the rear piston is almost like a screw system, right? So as you are stepping on that brake, this piston will come out from the fluid and then pull back in naturally, as it should, like a normal caliper would. But these you have to physically adjust. depending on your rotor thickness and also what set of pads you're using, or else you get a couple problems. You get things like a very low brake pedal feel, even though you have no hydraulic or no air in the hydraulic system. So you'll get sometimes a low brake pedal, you'll get howling from the rear end, and a lot of people kind of think that that is from something else. It's not. It is from improperly installing this rear caliper. When you have to physically go through, set these things on the inside of this piston itself, there's a bunch of little notches that you can turn this piston, that you can literally turn the piston almost like a bolt, like you're loosening a bolt, and it will bring the piston out to take up play between the face of the pad itself and the face of the rotor. Or you can turn it in to open that gap up. Say you need to open it up if it's not sliding on like it should. You want to get those super, super close to snug, but you don't want them dragging to where you have to beat them on. Right. You want them to be very close. So when you do push the brake pedal down, they immediately touch the rotor versus having to fill a huge void where they only move so much. And that's exactly what this
is
doing.
The howling is caused by.
This is caused from howling. It's almost like you're riding around with your foot just ever so touching the brake.
Right on, Bob. A lot of people didn't know that. Good morning to Shannon, who is our office manager. She's out there watching. Jeff Corsi from Morpheus Wraps. Good morning, Jeff. Dean Dogliato, good morning. And Candace Watson. I'm getting to Candace Burke Watson. Good morning, everybody. Thank you. Watkins. Thank you, Candace. I'm starting to learn all of the names.
You're thinking
Bub.
Watson Racing.
I was probably thinking a little bit about that. Bub, this does have a four-wheel disc brake conversion. What does this particular conversion kit come from?
So this in terms of what? In terms of its application?
Application. You're making model.
So this style caliper was used a lot in mid-70s, early 70s, going more mid-70s, like 74, 75, all the way up to going into the low mid-80s. It was a good design. It works great if you know what you're doing. That's the biggest key to these things. And any time you're working with these, especially even back to first-gen Camaros, of course, they only came with drum brakes on those. But if you are working with a stock-style Camaro with the factory 14-inch wheels and drum brakes, you want to upgrade to disc brakes. You're probably going to get something along this line whenever you just do a very cheap, basic. This kit, probably $600, $700. Not an expensive kit. Front, same thing, $600, $700. So for about $1,500, you can get this stock application stuff with stock calipers, basic rotors, not cross-drilled, not slotted, not larger than they should be.
Sure.
Stock brackets, stock parts, that's all it really is. You're working with factory GM components here. The reproduction of them is perfect in today's standards. And you take them out of the box, you bolt them on, first-gen Camaro, Firebird, second-gen, not so much third-gen, but you can get this style kit for third-gens, but those cars were optioned with a disc brake package naturally anyways.
So, Bub, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is this does have the LSX 454 conversion kit in it. That's part of what you were fixing on this vehicle. It was built in another facility that deals with Trans-Ams specifically. Is this enough brake for that application? Do you feel that that's enough, or would you have done something a little different?
It all comes down to your drive style. This guy, the client of this car, he wanted a big motor. I don't know if he understood how big of a motor he got. And, 640 horse, all natural, is a pretty respectable motor. On this braking system, if it's at its optimum, it's okay to be on this system.
Okay, so you'd go with this?
For his driving style. He doesn't go out. He doesn't put this thing on the track. He has a lot of
nice
horsepower
driver
on a street car.
I find it odd, Bub. They did some kind of undercoating in here and shot up in these areas, only in the inner fender well areas, but I don't see anything kind of down in the subframe or any of like that. I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, it's they probably just use that for either one of two options, probably either a sound deadening, maybe a little bit of that, but second choice would probably be just to protect all the fender liners, because this car was done on a rotisserie, so everything was base coat, clear coat when they did the job, so they probably just, after it was done, you can see the inside of the body, the frame, the unibody portion of this car is all base coat, clear coat, so it looks really good underneath. They may have just scuffed this down so they could prevent any further deep rock chips. You are in that prime area for rock chips.
Yeah, that is.
Even though he's not going to be taking this thing off-road, maybe like the Bandit did himself.
Yeah,
but
the Bandit himself. That's
just
good.
An added layer of protection.
Good morning to Paul Deaver out there. We appreciate him joining us as well. Bob, I'm sorry we came to you late. We were working on some contractual things there, and time got away from us, as it often can, Bub.
Yep.
It does that sometimes, man.
Yep.
So this brake system is good for you, Bub. They've got the stock GM front brakes, set up up front.
And this car, it's possible too. This car, this era 79, this would have been factory disc brake anyways. So this may have just been an even cheaper, easier upgrade. Not so much cheap in quality, but cheap in, it already had front disc brakes on it. So this client could have gone out, this restoration house could have gone out and just purchased factory 79 Trans-Am rotors in or out of wheel bearings, sure. inner seals, calipers, hoses. They could have bought all that stock and then just bought a factory reproduction rear disc brake kit for this car. So it would have been even cheaper.
So, Bob, the Y84 cars did come with factory rear brakes on them.
That's right. And the WSX package also.
Got it, man. Good morning to Brian Luftwaffe out there. He says, good morning, beautiful people. I appreciate it. Good morning, Brian. How are you, my good friend? I'm glad you're joining us. Say good morning, good morning, good morning. So, Bob, basically what they did is they just did a four-wheel disc brake conversion on this car using pretty much OEM components and parts, correct?
Yeah, and it's you know, it's nice because in today's world, you can not only get stock application pieces like this for whatever it is you're trying to build. This one is more on that nut and bolt restoration side in terms of they wanted it to look exactly like it should, not so much pro touring with like the 18, 19-inch wheels, tubbed out, going way deep, fat, and, you know, it's not that. It's more of a 79 Trans Am, but very modern. We just had a set of two-piece snowflake wheels built for this car. We're actually waiting for them to come in right now. Those are going to be 18 staggered. And this was on the factory when the restoration house did the factory. They did the factory 15-inch with the white raised letter tiring exactly the way the car should have been. We're just going to bump it up to that next level just because it does have so much raw horsepower. We are going to plant this thing down a little bit better on some Nitto tires, rocking a set of 18 staggered.
Oh, right on,
so it's going to look a little bit better, sit a little bit lower, and just be a little bit more of that Restomod style.
A little more of a modern appearance, if you will.
Right, but still very vintage, and it's everything you look at is going to look exactly like it should. Even though it's got an LSX 454, it was all painted Pontiac blue, so it does look exactly like it should, except for the fact that it's all LS series, and you can tell that it's an LS.
Sounds really good, too.
Yeah, it sounds really good. It's pretty stout.
You're doing a new exhaust upgrade to it because the way it was done before was kind of not up to your standards as well.
Yeah, it's you know, these things, it was really tricky to get, especially on like stock application stuff, not where it's been, you know, floor pans cut or anything, to get a left side and a right side of true dual exhaust. I mean, granted, they came with that. Originally, if you remember, these cars came with, off the manifolds, the pipes came straight back, and then they actually went, two pipes went up over the axle, and then they turned in at a 90 into a longer muffler that sat right here in this open space here. And then, you know, coming off that muffler was just one out. So it was really two going back into one muffler and then splitting out for the splitter exhaust, right? But on this system, we are running true duals, so we are going to, it actually had an X-pipe on it, but the X-pipe, where the X was positioned, was at a point with the size of this 4L60 trans in here. With the way that that X was, where the cross member was for the you know, the tail shaft mount, everything was hitting, so it was just 2 inches lower than everything should be. So this car was, I mean, every time he would turn, he'd hit speed bumps, it was just dragging everywhere, and it was rubbing on the drive shaft. It does have a 4.5-inch carbon drive shaft because it is laying down raw horsepower. So we do have to modify and change all that around. So we are going to go to a different style exhaust system. We're going to tuck it up real tight, but we are going to keep those factory splitters back here.
Splitters out back in the back. I saw you were keeping those there. Well, Bob, we'll keep everybody posted with this build. I'm sorry we were a little bit late today and we had to cut it a little bit short, Bob, but we're trying to handle some of the new contractual obligations that we're dealing with out
Getting it done.
Correct?
That's it, man.
How about that? Bob, we're going to jump out of this segment until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose. Santa is coming. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event, and Palm Beach International Raceway, the new PBIR. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Shoe somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their shoes. Feed somebody who's at the corner that needs something to eat. And let's take care of these beautiful animals that are entrusted to us. They need us. We certainly need them as well. Until tomorrow, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style. Hey, little man.